Yes, Matthew, the book of Matthew, we begin here in chapter 6, verse 25. And the reality is, church, that we're living in a time when anxiety has become really a normal part of everyday life. I mean, when I call somebody, they're concerned about this, they're worried about that. And people are worried. They're worried about finances. They're worried about health issues. They're worried about family. They're worried about the future and even the unknown. I talk to people that are worried about things that haven't even happened yet. And that shouldn't be, because we know the word says, worry not. Worry not. And worry about nothing. But in everything, bring it up to God in prayer and supplication. And even us believers, often we find ourselves being pulled into that same cycle where, as a fear that the world right now is trapped in. The world is full of anxiety. This is that, why there's so much debt. You know, people, Americans, they're constantly filing for bankruptcy. There's so much debt out there. There's so much anxiety with sickness and disease and so many things happening in our lives right now. Amen. But God wants us to focus, shift our focus on Him, because our security is in God. He's our source. He's our provider. Amen. And so here we have the Lord Jesus offers us a different perspective than what the world is offering us. He's offering us a heavenly perspective. So today He's inviting you and I to take our minds off the weight of the earthly worries and fix them on the internal security found only in Him. Amen. So He's calling us to go from a place of instability here on earth, amen, to an unshakable safety of God's promises, amen. And in Matthew 6, 25, it begins by saying, therefore, I say to you, and this is the Lord speaking, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? And He goes on. And He says, look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to His stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And we're going to get back to these verses. Amen. So here we have, this is the Lord giving us some information here, giving us some answers. Amen. Because the reality is, anxiety is increasing every day in the world. And what the Lord Jesus is saying, He's calling us believers, Christians, believers, we believe in God, we're disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling us to shift our perspective and focus on the heavenly things that only result in earthly peace. And God knows that we need to be at peace, because every day can become very chaotic. Amen. So here, you know, we know that the Lord starts by saying, do not worry. I got this. And He starts with the word therefore. So if you go back to just a few verses before, in verse 19, it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Where is your treasure? What are you doing with the money? How are you spending the money? Amen. Are you spending too much or too little? Well, the Lord is saying, listen, this is why I'm here. Amen. Focus on me. If you're not sure how to spend your money, I guess in diligence, why don't you ask me? I'll tell you. Amen. This is why it's so key for us to have a relationship with the Lord, because whatever we need or however we need it, when we ask the Lord, He will guide you. He will guide you. He will give you ideas. He will speak to you. He will give you the resolutions that you need. Amen. And that will shift your focus from the way the world does things into the way God wants you to do it. It's about shifting our perspective. And what happens is that when anxiety grows, it is a sign that we're putting on a small vision. We're not really seeing the full picture. Like we're almost like, it's almost like saying, God, I'm putting you in a box because I'm going to go ahead and do what the world is doing. Amen. So there's got to be a shift. There's got to be a perspective change. You shouldn't be worried about these things. We need to fix our eyes on the Lord and follow His guidance, follow His doing. And what the Lord is saying here, life is more than what we fear or of losing. And a lot of us, amen, especially during the holidays, Some of us feel that we gotta buy for A, B, C, and D. Like we gotta bless all these people, or we gotta have a gift for A, B, and C. So you invite people over, you feel, oh, you gotta have a gift for this person that's coming over to your house. That's not the case. Amen. I got a little notation this week and a little text, and it said, listen, don't worry. Listen, I'm giving you a gift. But please, you don't need to return it back to me in a gift. Please, a card will be sufficient. Amen. Because I share with them how God is really teaching me how to be a good steward. Amen. So again, earthly anxiety comes from a limited vision. What are you focused on? Are you focused on the things of the world, or are you have your focus on the Lord, which God already gave you everything that we will ever need and desire. Amen. So worry, when we worry about things, it really adds nothing to life. It actually drains you. It actually distracts you. It actually discourages you. And a lot of times I find myself, why am I worried about something that hasn't even happened? And what I'm doing, I'm limiting my vision and the way I'm supposed to view things in the heavenly things. When I limit my vision, you know what happens? It leads me to be limited, to limit my faith in God. And the last thing you want is to not walk by faith. We need to walk by faith, not by sight. So if you limit your vision on the way you see things, and you begin to focus on the issues of life, you begin to focus on problems, you begin to focus maybe on your symptoms, it begins to shrink our faith. And God wants you to shift that. No, gaze your eyes on me, gaze your eyes on the Word of God, and because your faith has to remain. We live by faith, not by sight. Amen. So we have to, God is wants us to shift, begin to shift your focus. If you're worried about something, shift your focus on God. Shift your focus on the Word. Shift your focus on His promises. And the word tells us that he is our source. The word tells us that God is our provider. The word of God tells us not to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, because God is the one that's providing for you on a daily basis. But we got to fix our eyes on him. We got to fix our eyes on his word. And if we put our attention, if our attention is on money, and then little by little, our hearts are going to become a little bit dim and dark. Because our focus should not be on money. Our focus should be on God. Amen? Because we can't be slaves to money. We can't be worried about money and God at the same time. It just doesn't work. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. You got to remain in God. You got to remain in his promises. You got to speak the promises of God. You know, our fleshly mind, or our carnal mind, if you want to call it that, would say, how can I survive if I'm focused on God instead of meeting my needs? That's what our fleshly minds begin to tell you sometimes. But Jesus points out examples that even in the scriptures we just read, that in nature of how God provides for his creation, and concluded with the truth that we are much more valuable to God than birds or lilies in the field. And this is why God takes care of us. You know, if he takes care of the birds and the lilies and the flowers in the field, how much more will God take care of you who were made in the image of his son, Jesus Christ? And the reality is, when we keep reading the verses here, the reality is that in order for God to do all these things, he says, listen, put me first. God will take care of everything, all you need, all your desires. And all he's asking you is to put him first. Because we shouldn't be preoccupied with thinking about riches or spending, or we shouldn't even be spending time on worrying about our necessities. God will add all those things unto you when you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Because we don't serve money. We serve God. We can't serve both. And we need to do as God leads us to do. Amen? So he's just saying, you know, seek me. Seek me. Amen? Let's read the rest of the verses here in 27. It says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? All you of little faith, he's saying. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. God already knows. He knows everything that you need. God already knows that. But then it says in 33, but seek first, but... That's a condition. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need shall be added to you. Shall be added to you. It's a promise. We're reading promises of God right now. If God said it, it's already done. He's taking care of it. Amen. So our earthly anxiety really comes from our vision being limited. Being limited how? We limit God. We limit who he is. We tend to put him in a box sometimes. And God is saying, ask me. Ask me. Don't put me in a box. Ask me. I am your provider. I am your source. I am your all. Just ask me. If I took care of those birds, I can certainly take care of you and even more. And even in greater ways. And this is what God is saying. I can take care of you in greater ways. Don't limit me. Ask me. Ask me for guidance. Ask me for my ideas. Sit with me. The reality is God wants intimacy. God wants you to speak to him. Do you think God knows what you're in need of? Do you think God knows what you're worried about? Do you think God knows that you have some symptoms going on? Of course he does. But he wants you to be intentional and begin to just have a conversation with him and be intimate with him and pour yourself out to him, because he knows and he understands and he will guide you. He will give you solutions and resolutions to whatever it is that you're concerned with. And he will add all the things that you need. But he's saying, seek me first. Because when you seek the Lord first, he will open doors and provide the opportunities that we need in order to prosper. And when we talk about prospering, we're not just talking financially. You will prosper in every area of your life, in your health. God wants his sons and daughters to walk in divine health. We as Christians, we are believers. If the Lord Jesus was never sick, we should never be sick. Amen. Because he's the one, the Holy One that lives in the inside of us, he's never been sick and he will never get sick. So when symptoms come on upon you, you got to begin to say, oh no, you have no legal right to be in my body. You need to go in the name of Jesus. You got to begin to speak the word. You got to begin to speak the promises of God. God already did it at the cross. The Lord Jesus died and paid the full price for your full restoration, for your healing. It's already done. And if we can just get a grip, if we can just get a revelation, you see, you need to have a revelation that it's already done. We're not praying for healing because it's already done. The Lord took care of it over 2,000 years ago. It's a done deal. It was done at the cross. His wounded body gave us wholeness today, a fully restored body, fully healed. So God wants you to walk in divine health. And he wants you to walk in divine wealth in the name of Jesus. A lot of us have assignments. Even I have an assignment that I was reminded of this week. We have assignments that we place on the shelf. Things that we want to do. Things that we want to do for the kingdom of God. And they're right here. Why? Because we worry. Why? Oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get the money? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? No. God is saying today, trust me. Seek me first. Seek my kingdom, my righteousness. Seek me first. And I will add everything that you need. Just take that step of faith. That's why he says, oh, you of little faith. No, you need to bring that assignment down. Begin to walk his talk his promises, begin to walk them out one step at a time. But I'm telling you right now, the minute you begin to take that step of faith, God will meet you where you are. God will meet you. But we need to begin. Amen? So, and heavenly security comes from God's faithful care, right? We just read, the bird reminds us of God's daily provision. If God feeds them, he will feed you. He will fit me. The lilies reveal God's detailed care, right? If God clothes the flowers, He will clothe you. He will cover you, right? And again, what's the issue? It's our focus. What are we focusing on? Amen. We, as children of God, we need to trust our Heavenly Father, who already knows everything that we need. Amen. He already knows. And when God is first, let me tell you something. When you put God first, worry loses its authority. And we need worry in our lives to be loosed. Amen. It's got to go in the name of Jesus, because it should not have any authority over your life. Amen. Especially during this time of the year where we feel that we need to spend money, that we need to use our credit cards. Well, if you use your credit card, there's nothing wrong with that. Just pay the bill the next month. Amen. Fully. Fully. Amen. Because what happens, you pick up something on sale today, you put it on the credit card, but if you don't pay the full price when the bill is due, guess what? It's no longer a sale item. Now you're paying double and triple, especially if you take 2 or 3 months to pay for it. That's wisdom. That is God's wisdom right here. Amen. God is just reminding us, don't go overboard. Don't let your shift go out of whack. Keep your eyes on me. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to talk to you. When you want to grab something that gets your attention, God, should I get this? Well, is it something that you need or is it something that you want? Ask the Lord. You know, Amazon is really smart. How many of us shop in Amazon and from Amazon? I do. I think most of us do at this point. Amen. And so what happens is now, not only do you buy stuff, but now you're getting emails saying, hey, we found something you may like. Right. And you, because of curiosity, you go to look at that email. Well, I'm beginning to just delete those emails. Okay. The other thing that I found in Amazon, when you go to order something, hey, listen, some people have purchased this item and this item with what you're buying. And you get prompted, right? And you get tempted to buy and spend above and beyond. Well, God is saying, right? It's the Holy Spirit that's going to nudge you. Hey, you wanna walk in stewardship and be diligent with your finances? Just get what you need, not what you want. Amen? Because those things that you will desire, they will come. But it may not be the right timing for it right now. Amen? So, you know, God is just teaching us, shift your focus. Shift your focus. Place your focus on me and not on the world. Seek me first. Amen? Because the reality is, flowers don't clothe themselves, right? They're clothed by God, right? And if God takes care of clothing those flowers, how much more will He take care of us, His children, the ones He created in the image of His Son? Amen? Focus. Amen? Hallelujah. So we need to begin to see God as our source. Amen. He's our provider. Because when you don't see God as your source, then you're walking with little faith. Not seeing the big picture. Don't limit your vision. We need to begin to trust God with our finances. Amen. And begin to just walk out the things of God by faith. We can't live this life by sight, by our five senses. It's not going to work. And the reality is, listen, when we begin to trust God with our finances, it's a great thing because God is going to show you where you need to invest, how you need to invest your finances. Amen. And even when. Amen. And if we can't do that which is least, then we are deceiving ourselves to think we can do the greater things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we trusting God with our finances when it comes to the kingdom? Are we planting financial seeds in good ground? If you believe this platform, this church is good ground, you know, plant a seed. We're not talking about numbers. We're talking about what is your quality? How much should I give? God knows. See, God knows how much you should be giving. But God is saying, plant a seed. Plant a financial seed. Because the word of God says, you know, when you give, it will be given back to you in greater measures. Yes. But if you're not planting a seed, if you're not planting a financial seed, how do you expect to reap a harvest? Mm-hmm. You know, all the seeds that I have planted for the past years, I know that the harvest is here. Out of nowhere, I was just, you know, on a government shutdown for the past 6 weeks. We didn't get paid for 6 weeks, right? But guess what? Money appeared out of nowhere a few weeks into it. We got paid ahead of time when we went back to work. Like little things like that. These are things that God moves hearts of people. Money came from other places. Somebody paid me money they owed me from months ago. You follow what I'm saying? God moves hearts of people because he is my provider. Because I know that God is my source. And I thank God. God, I thank you. You're my source. I'm not going to worry about the shutdown. As a matter of fact, it's bittersweet. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy the time off right now. Amen. Where many of the workers had to go into work without pay. They had to go in. I didn't have to work. I was able to stay home. Amen. But again, I am a generous person. That's my makeup, my DNA from the Lord. Amen. And everything that I've given, amen, it's been from a grateful heart. And I am reaping right now the harvest. And there's more to come because God is not done with me yet. God is not done with this ministry yet. Amen. There's an assignment that the Lord has given me, and that is to build Beacon of Light Church from the ground up. Amen. Yes. How that's going to happen, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. If it is God's will, it is his bill.
Amen.
God will provide. He is our sorcerer. He's the sorcerer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say he's already provided for that sanctuary and that building and that tabernacle. Amen. Because God, it is his ministry. It's not my ministry. I'm just a vessel that God called to lead the ministry, but it's not my ministry. It's the Lord Jesus' ministry. Amen. And God will supernaturally supply all our needs when we put him first in our lives. It's a promise. So we got to begin to shift our focus to the Lord. Amen. And this should be done daily. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we get sidetracked, don't we? Amen. And that's when the Holy Spirit begins to, hey, hello, I'm here. Don't lose me. I'm here. Don't forget me. I'm here. I got answers for you. Shift your eyes. Focus on me. So shifting focus requires you to have a heavenly mindset. We gotta be looking at the things above, not below. We gotta be seeing the things of the heavenly, not the earthly things, not how the world does it. Amen. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. I hope some of what I'm saying is I hope the Holy Spirit's giving you insight of the things that I'm saying. I hope you can relate to some of the things that the Lord is sharing with us right now. Amen. Colossians 3:1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen? Man, God's taking care of everything. My gosh. Amen? Listen, this is the truth, and I said it before. You can't have heavenly peace with an earthly mind. It's just impossible. Amen? You know how much things are going on right now? I mean, we live in a dark world, church. There's so much happening outside of your homes. Just look at the news. Look at the world news. There's things happening not just in this nation. There's things happening outside of this nation. There are wars happening. There are wars happening within families even. I can even go there. Amen? There are things happening right now. So our heavenly peace comes from the Lord. Comes from just looking at the Lord Jesus. What are we meditating on? Because I want to share a truth with you. Whatever you meditate on determines your mood. So what are we meditating on lately? Because whatever that is going to determine your mood. Amen. You know that I found myself, I can actually say this, last night. I was in New Jersey all day yesterday. I was in school all day yesterday. For the past 3 or 4 days, I've had this spasm on my back. Amen. And I'm declaring the word. I'm confessing the word. And I had to drive. I drove 3 hours to come home last night. And that pain is throbbing in my back. And I'm taking this word. I'm shifting. I'm trying. Lord, help me to shift my focus on your word. By your stripes, I'm healed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But after 3 hours, man, it gets to you. Amen? So I walked in, right? And I realized this is so true. I walked in. I saw dishes in my kitchen sink. I saw the same mess that I had in the morning. And I got moody. Amen? And it's just a perfect picture because whatever I was meditating on determined my mood when I got home. And I was like, no, you know what? No. And I had to shift. You understand what I'm saying? I had to reshift my focus. Focus on the Word of God. And I slept well. Can I tell you? I slept well because I had to shift my focus on the Word. And I even had to apologize to myself. I said, sorry, you know. But I said, and he's like, Mom, those are not the dishes from this morning. Those are the dishes from dinner. And I was like, sorry, my bad. But do you see how easily your mood changes because of what you meditate on? And the Holy Spirit just gave me a check. Whoa. Shift your focus. Shift your focus. And I did that. Amen. You know, we just read that our life is hidden with Christ, right? That means that we are protected. Church, we're covered. We're safe. Psalm 91 is over us. Amen. We are secured in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to remind ourselves, listen, the things of Christ are above, right? But the things of the devil, the enemy, are below. And they're both in opposite directions. And we can't be occupied with both at the same time. We don't have eyes on both sides of our heads, okay? So we have to choose. We got to be intentional on choosing and focusing on one or the other. And the fact that Paul, right here in these verses, commanded us to seek those things that are above shows that this is something that we have control over. Because he's telling us, choose. That means we can choose to go the other way. And since we are dead, right, to this world, because we have been crucified with the Lord Jesus, we have been risen with Christ, right? We have a brand new spirit. We're no longer living in darkness, amen? We have been brought into his light. We can see now. So our focus should be on the heavenly things, not on earthly things. Because we're dead from it. We've been separated from the world. We've been separated from sin. We've been separated from the penalty, which was death and separation from God. But now that we are in Christ Jesus, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And sin can never condemn us because we're no longer liable for our sins in the sight of God, which is the good news of the gospel. That's it. The Lord Jesus paid the price. He said it was done. It is finished. We're no longer called sinners. We are called saints. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? And listen, the scripture tells us that David fixed his heart on praising the Lord to such a degree that even in the midst of his terrible adversity and maybe anxiety, he remained steadfast. He remained diligent on focusing on God, on his creator. And the reality is those who do not fix our hearts on the things of God in advance of problems, you will succumb to the temptations of this world. It's a fact. If we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, you may fall under temptation. Amen. And being tempted is not sin, but going through that temptation is sin. So our heavenly focus is what produces earthly peace. We got to focus on God so we can walk in his perfect peace. We all need peace, especially now. Too much going on. Too much going on in our families, in our jobs, in this world. We need peace of mind. We need clarity of mind. And that's only found in Christ Jesus. No one else. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to Philippians 4, 6 through 7, the book of Philippians. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So here we have, you know, a few promises here from God also that Paul's speaking about, that anxious people are people who haven't thrown their problems over on the Lord in prayer. Amen. You're anxious about something? You need to pray about it. You need to give it to God. You need to release whatever it is that's troubling you, whatever it is that's going on inside of you that, you know, that is really taking out your peace. You really need to bring it up to God. Bring that supplication to God. And when you do that, when you bring your supplications to God, it says here, do it with thanksgiving. Do it with thanksgiving. And that's really important because sometimes people just tell the Lord all their problems and call that prayer, but that's really complaining. Amen. If you're not giving thanks to God, amen, for who he is in your life, then you're just complaining. You're just speaking out. Okay, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. But when we voice our needs to the Lord and wrap them around in thanksgiving, that moves our Lord. Because when you do that, when you give thanks to the Lord for already providing the answers, now you're moving into the realm of faith. Now you're moving in the realm of love. Amen? If there isn't thanksgiving in every prayer we pray, then we aren't abounding in faith. Amen? You see the difference? So when we pray to God, we got to give thanks to God. Because he's God. Just because he's God, we praise God because of who he is. Not for what he's done or what he does. God is God. We need to reverence the name of the Lord. God has done some mighty and great things in your life. So you're going through a situation. Thank God that you're not going through it alone. Thank God that you already have the victory, because that's what the word tells us, that we're already victorious. So when you bring those supplications up in prayer, do it in thanksgiving. Amen? Because that moves the heart of God. That moves you into a place of faith. That moves God. Amen? And the reality is, we are supposed to thank the Lord for doing things before he does them. Amen? Because that's what's called faith. Amen? Faith is believing those things that you can't see yet, but you know in your heart it's already happened. It's already done. Amen? You gotta receive that which you believe in. That's faith. And remember, God is with you. God is with you. He's the one. He's walking everything out with you. God is with you at all times. Amen? You gotta walk it out, church. You gotta walk it out. We gotta shift our focus on the Lord and only on God. We can't have our focus on God one day and next week have it shifted on the things of the world. No, everything has to remain in God. Everything, our full focus should be on God and God alone. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I want to show you some, you know, real quick, some practical ways to shift your focus. Well, for one, we got to replace worry with worship. We just got to worship the Lord. Amen? Because what happens in worship, it recenters your attention on God. And we begin to worship God, our whole focus just shifts. Because it's God. It's all about God. It's never been about us. Amen? And the other thing we got to do is replace anxiety with prayer. Listen, if the word tells us to pray on everything, we need to pray. This is why when we come on Wednesdays, when a few of us come on Wednesday nights to pray, we start with worship. We start thanking God already for everything that he's doing, everything he's done in our lives, and everything that he's still going to do. But we begin with worship. And our prayers are centered around a grateful heart, the grateful heart that we have. Our prayer is focused on his promises. Our prayer is focused on declaring the word of God over the lives of the people and the situations we are praying for. Amen. So we need to replace anxiety with prayer. Because what happens is that prayer transfers the burdens to God. In other words, release. Church, release. Whatever it is that's troubling you, just release it to God and focus on him. Focus on his promises. Focus on his words. Replace fear with scripture. You're concerned about something? Get the scripture. Begin to declare and confess the word over your life. Speak God's promises over your situation. And that's what we do on Wednesday nights. We begin to speak the promises of God over every situation that the Holy Spirit is showing us. Whether it's praying for the nation, for the president, for the world, for the ministry, for our families, whatever it is, we are speaking the promises of God over those people and over those situations. And the other thing is, replace earthly pursuits with kingdom purpose. We got to begin to live with divine priorities. What are your priorities? Focus on the Lord. What, you know, I said it before. What, you know, on the giving, when Sister Venite says, hey, this is the time where we give, right? We collect a giving. This is the last week before we're going to buy presents for the children. And we're going to drop them off at Lighthouse Missions. Amen. We want to be a light to some of the children. Amen. During this Christmas holiday season. So what we're doing, we're just, you know, we're going to go out. We're going to purchase toys and gifts for the children. So listen, I would say, you know, make this a priority. Just plant a small seed. Doesn't have to be a big seed. Just plant a seed. A seed. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the amount. What matters is in the way that you're planting the seed. And when you plant a financial seed, you will reap a harvest. That's a promise from God. So don't fear. Don't fear. A lot of people fear that they have a negative in the checkbook. Amen. They fear to give. Ask God. He may not be asking you to give. Ask the Lord. He'll tell you. Amen. You will be impressed whether to give or not. But ask the Lord. Don't ignore his voice. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Just focus on him. He will give you and he will guide you. He will give you his ideas. God is there for us. Amen. Fear not. I mean, this is my last scripture here. Luke 12:32, the Gospel of Luke. This is my last scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 12:32 says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. So we don't have to worry. Amen. If you're going through a financial problem, listen, seek the Lord. If you're going through a physical situation, seek the Lord. Amen. And if we're speaking, you know, if we're just speaking the problems or the issues to the Lord, you know, have Thanksgiving wrapped around it. Says, Lord, this is happening, this is going on, and I wish this situation would change. And the Lord is just saying, just wrap it around Thanksgiving. Thank me anyway that, you know, you're already victorious in this situation. Take my word. Speak my word over it. Amen. The Lord is on our side, church. The Lord is on our side. He cares for all of us. He cares for you. He's already given his son, Jesus Christ, to provide our needs. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God is saying here, I love what it says here in 12:32, that it is the Father's good pleasure. It doesn't just say his pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It was the Father's good pleasure to give you whatever you need, because God knows that he is the one that takes care of you. And faith works by love. Amen. God loves us so much that he will continue to provide for you and I. Because he is our source. He is our provider. He's the one that's taking care of us. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will continue. God is going to enable you and I to accomplish those things that he started in us. Amen. I know that whatever the Lord, that assignment that the Lord has given me, He will complete what He started in me. Whatever assignment the Lord has given you, He will complete what He started in you. Because He is your provider. He will provide for you. He is your source. And it gives the Father good pleasure to give us His kingdom. Amen. We are His glory carriers. We are already blessed by Him, but He's not done with you yet. There is so much more God wants to do in us. So much more God wants to do in you and I. So much more. And when we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything will be added unto us with good pleasure, because it's coming from the Father. Amen. So God is taking care of us. God is with us. He's never against us. Amen. And He wants us to shift our focus from earth to heaven so we can experience His perfect peace. Our security is not found in our circumstances, in our situations. Our security is found in Christ alone. God is our source. He's already provided everything that you will ever need. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.